Good evening. My name is Dimitri Bush. Today is December 14th, 2001. The time is 5 o'clock p.m.
It's not 2001.
2021.
You said 2001.
As of today in the U.S., there are 50 million cases of COVID and 798,000 confirmed deaths. In Wisconsin, there are 1 million cases and 10,425 confirmed deaths. There are 60.8% of the country's population that have been vaccinated. All right, now that we have that out of the way, do you consent to being recorded for the Western Wisconsin COVID-19 archive?
Yes.
Please state your full name, age, and race.
Jake O. Black Jr., 72, Caucasian.
Thank you. Can you go over your background a little bit and tell us where you grew up?
I was born in Waco, Texas, but never really lived here. My dad was in the Air Force, so we traveled all over the country.
Okay.
And I graduated from high school in Kansas and went to college in Texas.
Okay, awesome. Thank you. Where do you live now, and what is it like to live there?
I live in Valley Mills, Texas. It's a small town, 20 miles out of Waco, and a population of about 2,500. It's a
Thank
very quaint little town.
you. And what do you do for a living, Jake?
I own a restaurant.
When you first learned of COVID, what were your thoughts about it, and have they changed at all?
Oh, yes, my thoughts have changed a lot. Of course, I think when COVID first came out, everybody was pretty paranoid because they closed our business for 2 months. They shut down the whole country just about for 2 months. So I think everybody thought, oh my God, everybody's going to die. And, as it went along and you got misinformation from everybody, and you didn't know. And I told my staff, for instance, I got vaccinated because of my age. And I respect everybody else if they want to or don't want to. You know, I respect their right, but I don't think it should be mandatory.
Thank you. And how has COVID affected your job and how you run your restaurant in Texas?
Well, it has affected us. Originally, of course, we had everybody wearing masks when we did reopen, and we could only reopen at a certain percentage. And then luckily, we were in Texas where they didn't lock everything down forever. We were completely closed for 2 months. And then they let us open 50% and then 75%.
Right, I
And
remember
then
you
we went.
guys having the you guys opened up a lot earlier than a lot of the other states, I remember. Yeah.
We did.
Awesome. And how has COVID affected you and your family from like day-to-day activities?
Well, not a whole lot now. It was because you couldn't really go anywhere unless you wore a mask, and some of the locations that you went to are mandatory. Like if you get on a bus, like federal transportation, you still have to wear a mask. In the airports, things like that. So personal day-to-day life, it's changed a little bit. And then then my mother passed away in May. And she didn't pass away from COVID, although they probably wanted to say it was COVID. She was 94 years old, and Karen's mother's 97. She had both vaccines and got COVID, and she's still here with us. And but as far as day-to-day operations with us, it did affect. Some people come in when at first they lifted the mask mandate. Some people would wear masks. That went on for a little while, and I told the servers if anybody feels uncomfortable. They wore masks for a while. And then after a while, I lifted it when a lot of people got vaccines. And I said, if a customer doesn't feel comfortable, then you put your mask back on. But we've been pretty well completely open with no, day to day hasn't affected. And I mean, nobody wears a mask in our restaurant anymore. I mean, it's very rare.
Right. I feel like it's becoming more and more rare to see masks on now, especially with all the vaccines coming out and the mandates and stuff. All right, awesome. Thank you. What has been the biggest challenges that you've had to face during the COVID outbreak?
Well, probably the biggest challenge is when it first came out and they shut us completely down. And of course, that sort of bothered us because, you know, we had to put $45,000 of our own money in it just to keep it going while we were closed. You know, you still got bills going on while you're closed. And luckily, with the unemployment thing, our people that worked for us, you got on unemployment. So they were okay, you know, for that period of time. And then when we reopened, some of them still got unemployment because they didn't really come back full time. A lot of them worked just part time hours. We have a lot of part time people.
Yeah, it was. I know small like restaurants and small businesses, they got hit really hard.
And, right. And a lot of people, of course, we've been in business a long, long time. We've had 14 restaurants in three states. So we weren't like a ma and pa where we were real small, but we weren't a big chain. So luckily we had, you know, funds put away for rainy days kind of thing. Of course, it goes through pretty quick. You're not selling anything.
Right.
You know, and then when we come back trying to keep our staff going, you know, and so it was definitely a challenge for the first 6 months.
Copy that.
Because you weren't open full time, so you're doing partial money. And we have changed our hours due to the COVID because we couldn't get people to work part-time at night. So we're still not doing nights again. And we're not going to go back to doing nights.
So it's changed where you only do days now.
Right.
Well, that must be a big adjustment.
What happened is a lot of people, and I just heard this on talk radio today, they had the same feeling I did. That a lot of these people who've been off all this time and this, you know, this unemployment, some of it went on for 90, they have eligibility for 96 weeks. And they're realizing how to make it on less money and not do nothing. So, you know, they have no desire, no drive, no nothing, but they're making less money to do nothing. So they don't want to go to work.
Right. All right.
It's been really an employee challenge, I think, more than anything.
They probably got hit the hardest because, you know, the depending on paychecks.
Did.
Yeah.
The employees hit the hardest because not only that, we were going to be there no matter what happened. And, you know, you have employees that they're not sure, oh, gosh, what's going to happen? How am I going to pay my bills and these kind of things? How long is the money going to last? So, and little bitty ma and pa restaurants, the little bitty guys, some of them never came back. You know.
Yeah, they're gone for good.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Jake. What have you, your family, and your friends done for recreation during the COVID outbreak?
Well, that's a good question. Not a whole lot as far as recreation. I can't say we did much recreation.
It was definitely hard with the lockdown.
Well, there was nowhere to go.
Right.
Everything was closed. You know, you couldn't even go to the movie theater.
No, no.
You know, you couldn't. A lot of restaurants weren't open at night, just like us. So, and my wife and I, you know, we always go to different towns and different restaurants and everything, and everything was closed up. So you didn't know where, what, or when you could go anywhere. So I think we pretty well hung around, not because we were worried about getting it, but nothing was open.
Exactly. How has COVID-19 affected the community around you?
Well, again, I think in the first 6 months, it was pretty devastating. Because, like I say, everybody was unclear, unsure, nobody knew. You got misinformation, you didn't know what the deal was. And you didn't know whether to take the vaccine, and the younger people didn't know to take it, because what if they couldn't ever, you know, a young girl couldn't get pregnant or whatever. They didn't know a lot about it. So I think there was a lot of paranoia in the first 6 months. Nobody's ever been through this. I mean, yeah, they had the Spanish flu and, you know, in 1919, but nothing like this. And of course, one of the problems is the problem now. We didn't really pay attention to it then, is the local governments, you know, the cities, the counties, the states, They have authority they've never had. They've never had this kind of power. You know, to say, you know, a year ago, 2 years ago, nobody could say, okay, you're closing for 2 months. Well, you can't do that. You get sued.
That was unthinkable.
Yeah, and now they still have all this power, and they're still trying to dictate what everybody can do, and that's hard on business people. Because you don't know what they're, and it could happen again. They could say, okay, we're going to shut down. Although where we live, small town Texas is a good place to be with all this going on.
Right. You're not in the big cities where everything happens faster.
Right. We're not in Dallas or Austin where everything's chaos. That's where it happens first. No matter what happens, it's always in the big cities first.
Exactly.
So we're sort of in our own little world. It was great. And we're sitting home not making any money, but anyway.
Right. How are the people around you responding to the COVID-19 outbreak?
Actually, the people now are sort of the same feeling as me, like, well, it is what it is. You took the vaccine or you didn't take the vaccine, and if you get it, you get it. If you don't, you don't. I think people are just sort of throwing their hands up now, because CDC says one thing, and the National Health Organization says something else, and the White House says something else, and the state government says something else. So a lot of misinformation. I think there's still a lot of misinformation now. Nobody's on the same page, and I think that's a big problem.
Right. Have you or anybody you know gotten sick from COVID-19? And if so, what was that experience like?
There have been some customers that came in and said they had it, and some of them were mild cases, and I know one guy who didn't have COVID, but he took one of the shots, and he's 25 years old, real healthy young guy, and he passed out right there in his truck. He was in the hospital for 3 days, some kind of reaction to a vaccine. And that's like years ago. You don't remember that. Well, you probably do, but years ago, to go to school, you had to have a shot record. If you didn't have smallpox and measles shots, you couldn't go to school. And ever since, a lot of things have changed since private schools and religion schools and everything said, well, I don't want my kids taking any medicine. I don't want them taking any of this. And so we sort of leaned that way, trying to accommodate everybody. So now it doesn't really matter to anybody. But as far as a lot of our customers said, they basically had mild case and they had it. The doctor told them they didn't even need a vaccine anymore. Nobody in our immediate family at all around us had it at all, except my mother-in-law, who's getting ready to be 97.
Okay. Thank you, Jake. And lastly, what are your thoughts on the COVID vaccine as a whole?
Well, I think that science has improved so much since the polio vaccine and the salt vaccine years ago, where it took 10 years to get anything approved. And that science is so much faster. And I think a lot of people are paranoid because they think, well, that happened too fast. They've got a vaccine too quick. Well, science has really changed. So things get, like used to, you turn in a DNA test and it would take you 3 months to get it back. And now they can basically do it overnight kind of thing. And I think that's been part of the problem. Is that everybody's a little confused on there. But I think that as a whole, I think what's changed is I personally believe I wanted to get the, I didn't have a problem getting the vaccine. But I have a granddaughter who, she's young. And I said, it's your decision. And I understand a lot of these things. They don't know because they haven't done these studies for 5 or 10 years to see if there's any effects for anything. And I understand that. And everybody's, it's their choice. Although she did get her vaccine, so that was her choice.
It seems to be
I feel comfortable with it personally.
Right. It seems to me like a more of a problem with like the younger people deciding whether or not to get it.
is. That's why the colleges are giving them money to get vaccines and everything else. And I don't know if it's because they're rebellious or just don't want to do it. And I understand their view, and I accept their choice. It's not my choice, but I'm not making them get it to their work for me. It's there if they want to do it. I'm not going to get it. I've been vaccinated. I feel comfortable, and I'll probably take the booster, you know, pretty soon too. I just had a flu shot too. But I go to the VA because I'm a disabled vet, so I go there and they give me all these. Of course, I didn't go there to get the COVID test. The COVID, I got it right down in the little town down the road.
Thank you, Jake. Well, that's all I got for you today. I want to thank you so much for doing the interview
You
today.
bet.
And if
And
you have any final thoughts or anything you want to say.
good luck with it. And I think that I think still, and you see this, whether you're in Wisconsin or South Dakota that never shut down, or Florida or New York, you know, they're starting to mask mandates mandatory as of today. The military just let 20 some people fired out of the U.S. military. I mean, there's two sides to that. When you go in the military, and I did, they shoot you with all kinds of shots. You don't know what they are. But you know, they're exercising their right and they lost their job. And I don't think that's right. Somebody didn't want it. Military might be different than a private owned company. Shouldn't have the authority to make you take this. You know, it's sort of like after you're open and you've had a policy for 10 years and all of a sudden, okay, our policy now is everybody go take a drug test. Well, that hasn't been the policy. And people, you know, might say, oh, I refuse to do that because when I hired, that wasn't policy. And I think it's wrong what they're doing to a lot of these people in these bill counties. That's my only thing.
All right.
But anyway, that's good or bad. That's my thoughts. I sort of roll with it, and I'm not too worried about it.
Awesome.
We all have variants, you know. It's going to keep mutating. Everything mutates. That's why they don't have flu shot that kills the flu, because it mutates every year.
Same thing with the common cold too, and
As long as it's mild. Well, think about this. Nobody died of the flu this year. They were all died of COVID because they get paid if they're a COVID patient.
All right, Jake. I want to again thank you so much for
You
doing this.
bet,
I really
buddy. I don't know if
appreciate
that helped you or not or confused you.
it. Does a lot. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks a lot.